What a thrill to visit with Neil Finn of Crowded House. WNRN in-studio session. The new album is out now called Gravity Stairs, and they're playing live in the Commonwealth at Wolf Trap in Vienna, Virginia, September 3rd. We have a Kiwi on staff here. One of our part-time on-air folks is a very proud Kiwi, so she's given me some good questions. I was going to start with one of hers, actually.
Okay.
Did this latest iteration of Crowded House, did it kind of come out of having a bit of a revelation during the Finns tour of New Zealand, the Where's My Room back in early 2018? Because she was at one of those shows, I think.
Wow. Yeah, we did it. It was very memorable too, because we played the smallest places we could find in some little villages that only really existed as names on a map. And there's a whole run of these places. Had a wonderful time with all the locals, knees up. People didn't expect to see us in their community hall. So they'd had quite a special feeling. Well, being in a band anyway, I've had the good fortune to be in a few bands now, and there's something special about sharing music with people in a more even way than being just the lead singer and having a bunch of session players up behind you. I'm a great believer in giving people a bit of room to move and the joy that you get from that. So getting Crowded House back together again probably was part of that continuity, that little tour, but also doing the Fleetwood Mac experience on the other hand in giant arenas and realizing I had my own quirky classic kind of band, as maybe not scaled the heights that Fleetwood Mac went, but still equally as rewarding to get back into.
If you have any Fleetwood Mac stories you wanted to relate from the a couple of years all over the world, right, with Mike Gamble and you filling in for Lindsay
there? Unexpected call from Mick Fleetwood led to a couple of years of quite an amazing, almost like stepping out of your own life and into someone else's.
Wow.
For a while. But they were wonderful company, and they welcomed me in and treated me like a full member of the band. So I'm very grateful for that experience. And now sadly losing Christine McVie has made it an even more poignant experience for me. So I'll always treasure it, you know.
So this will be the 8th studio album, Gravity Stairs. As folks are listening to the full album and the singles and everything leading up to that show in September, what did you want listeners across Virginia to kind of know about it as they're taking it in?
Well, we're very much a revitalized band, and it's a 5-piece lineup with my two sons, Liam Elroy, and our original producer, Mitchell Froom. There's not 5 people on the planet that know more and feel more about Crowded House. So it feels really soulful, and there's a lot of places to go with the injection of youth and, great songwriters in Liam and Elroy. So we just feel like we're expanding, at a time when we might have been content to just trot out the hits, and we feel like there's good future and there's some good magic in within the realms of the band. Teenage Summer is a hint, I think, of a vitality that I really feel, and we think it's going to be a great album live to play. In fact, we know, so we're playing at rehearsals already, and the songs are leaping from the speakers. So it's very positive feeling in the realms of the band. Can't wait to get out there.
Here's Crowded House live from the Global Citizen concert earlier this year held in Melbourne. A song now known as Teenage Summer, but they introduce it with its previous title.
We're just so pleased to be here to try and make music mean a little bit more than just, Nick's new hairstyle. Although that is important. We have a new album. This is a new song. It's called Life's Imitation. Now I'm just going to remember what chord it starts on. Is it C?
I think it's a C.
No, it's F, I think. Okay.
It's like dreams.
Okay, good. Thank goodness for suns. Is it real? Or a fiction of your mind? Am I gone in a fraction of your time? You mistake my real intentions once again. I wanna be near you, I wanna to hear you, but my words are light like paper drifting in the sky. Not enough to be a witness of your life. All alone, I was hoping we would come of age.
I'm gonna get here tonight, and I'm gonna get
pack up your bags and you're ready to fly.
There's more with Neil Finn in studio with WNRN. Your grandson basically said, you say teenage summer in the song, so why not call it that, right?
Yeah, I know. Yeah, he turned me around. Yeah, I realized that the kids know. The kids really, truly know, yeah.
I'm actually a big fan of your sons as well. I've seen Liam Finn from just a few feet away at South by Southwest many years ago, and I got to interview him at the PJ20 Pearl Jam Festival in Wisconsin when that happened. Right. I followed his career, you know, from the beginning, so I know how super talented he is. And, that must be such a thrill for you as a proud dad to kind of incorporate him into the Crowded House banner now.
Absolutely. And you would know, having seen him play, what an incredible performer he is and what energy and, commitment he brings. It's quite mad at times, which is wonderful to look over. And he's throwing his guitar 20 feet in the air, having just done a scorching solo. And it makes me feel really proud. And similarly, on less flamboyantly perhaps, but equally as valuable on the drums, Elroy has just developed into a beautiful drummer. He learned how to play drums from Paul Hester, essentially. It does, as I said, it feels deep and feels soulful.
The only other family band type of thing I could think of right off in terms of contemporary landscape was the Tweedy family. And I know you've worked with Jeff, and you know he's done stuff with his sons and his band. Yeah. And put out records and done the whole live stream thing. And so I was wondering if you could talk about your relationship with them musically and otherwise, and the Infinity Sessions. Was that kind of an inspiration for some of the online stuff you guys have been doing?
Yeah. Well, you've been watching. That's really nice to know. We've had a lovely relationship with the Tweedies. They came out to New Zealand, did a thing called Seven Worlds Collide with us. And we got to know them when they were quite young, and Spencer was already turning into a very good drummer at that point. I remember him drumming on a couple of songs. So there's a good connection with that family, and I know Jeff feels the same joy of getting to play with his sons, and not just because it's his sons, but because they're actually really fine musicians, and you can learn from them, in terms of the Infinity Sessions, which you've mentioned, that's something that we've just begun in New Zealand out of my studio, and actually on Tuesday night, Tanawa, and who are one of my favorite bands from West Africa, are going to do a session. I won't be there, unfortunately, but we did a sort of an introductory one about 2 weeks ago, just before I left, and with a bunch of really good songwriters in the room. And it's a really lovely live streaming idea. Started a few years ago when I made an album called Out of Silence, and I called a few of those sessions the Infinity Sessions. And we want to make it a regular thing. And we've got a beautiful studio down there and some one good friends and a nice intimate feeling. And yeah, looking forward to that developing too. So thank you for mentioning it.
So where's the best place for folks to catch that? Or is it just kind of out there everywhere?
It's going to be live on YouTube. If you go to the Neil Finn website, it'll be there. You go to the Roundhead Studios website. It'll be very late for people in Charlottesville, so you might want to catch the archive. But yeah, it's a really, really wonderful occasion, and it's a good hour of live music.
Here's another live track from Crowded House, a song that appears on the new album, Gravity Stairs, Oh Hi, recorded at the Global Citizen concert in Melbourne earlier this year.
This is Oh Hi, dedicated to So They Can. Look at these kids.
Child is a mystic having visions of a new dawn. Be the one in a million that could lift the sun up and over my horizon. They could take it to the people with a microphone, scare the darkness with the light. Oh, oh, hi, oh, hi, same light.
Crowded House, WNRN in-studio session. I just wanted to thank you for writing a song like Don't Dream It's Over. I still hear it, you know, in the grocery store and in the doctor's office, and you hear it everywhere. During that time, it was MTV was so dominated. I'd get home from school, and it was the big pop stars, Madonna, Michael Jackson. You know, there was all this great stuff coming out of Australia and New Zealand. Do you feel like that helped you guys also break through in the U.S. a little bit?
It's mysterious the factors that go into, you know, breaking through. And I think there was a little wave of Australian music that came through. We were resistant to being put in any kind of genre, whether it was Oz rock or pop rock or modern rock or new wave. We always felt like, you know, we were still making music that was accessible and likable and hopefully, and it was kind of broadly speaking pop music. I think the song Don't Dream It's Over had eventually had a huge impact in it. Just it's been a source of wonder to me to watch it travel and find it popping up in the most unlikely places and being sung for special occasions. And, you know, I'm internally grateful to it. I think people that come to see us play know that our our repertoire is broad and deep, and there's a lot of important songs for people, but that one is a flag bearer. And you know, I always appreciate people telling me their own personal experience of stuff, and people relate to you that a song helped them through a difficult part of their life, and you go, well, maybe this is useful, maybe it's worth being completely obsessive and crazy and neurotic. Shoot, you know, really grateful for what it's done for us.
Well, and with you guys living in different parts of the world, did this album just come together through technology then, or were you able to get in a room at various points and hack it out that way?
Yeah, we got in a room, and first of all in Byron Bay in Australia, and then in LA, and then in my studio in Auckland in between touring, and laid down some rhythm tracks. So did it the old-fashioned way for a while, and then we sent files to each other and worked at home. So a little best of both worlds, really.
Well, the new album from Crowded House is out, and you've been hearing Teenage Summer here on WNRN Gravity Stairs. One last thing, just for fun, our Kiwi part-timer suggested I ask you about some Kiwi goodies or delicacies you're looking forward to when you get back to New Zealand at the end of the year.
Well, I am a fan of a chocolate fish.
Okay.
I'll grant you. Yeah, that seems probably unknowable for anybody just on the surface of it, but it's a light dusting of dark chocolate over some pink marshmallow shaped like a fish. There are a lot of delicacies actually in New Zealand. Actually, very good fish and chips in New Zealand. I'm going seafood route here. I think there's the beach is the bit. It's not so much a delicacy or a food item, but the beach, Piha Beach, is our kind of place where we go to decompress. I love swimming in the ocean, and that's what I usually hanker for when I'm away, the smell and the sight and the sound of the beach on the west coast.
Very cool. Well, thank you so much for the time, Neil. We're looking forward to the new album and then the tour when it comes to Virginia and Wolf Trap, September 3rd.
We cannot wait to be amongst you. So, look forward to that. Thank you.
Now, hey now, when the world comes.
sing it with me?
And now some bonus insights from Neil Finn that didn't make it into the on-air broadcast, talking about the Beatles, the Seven Worlds Collide project, and a special moment for his family at his previous Wolf Trap show with Crowded House. I love the Revolver-esque artwork that you guys did for this new record. I saw where you're playing the Cavern Club in Liverpool this year. So
apparently, yeah, that got put in just recently. That's going to be quite exciting.
Yes. So I thought maybe you could talk about, you know, what the Beatles have meant to you as when you were young versus maybe now. And does that influence kind of remain strong? We've had Get Back, the whole documentary thing, and that Lost single was big, and Let It Be is now being re-released and all of that.
Well, they remain the benchmark for which I would, you know, any band can be possibly, not judged against, because, you could get discouraged judging yourself against the Beatles, but inspired by, certainly, and that is no less now. Their music is no less modern sounding now than it was when it first came out, to my mind. And the experience of watching them on the Let It Be film was to be reminded that it was a human thing, and it was, four friends, and there was struggles and difficulties, but the huge amount of talent and the combination of those talents create something quite magical, divine almost. And, you know, that's what we're trying to achieve with being in a band. Those aspirations are high for us. So I would say it's an inspirational element. It remains so these days. I don't listen to the Beatles that much, but they just loom large, you know, and those melodies, and they're still circling in my brain.
Well, you mentioned the Seven Worlds Collide project. I would be remiss if I didn't ask you about that, because you assembled basically the exact team of people I would have assembled if I had my choice of, you know, the best musicians around, my favorite musicians. So you put together an all-star team there, and it was two different projects. In 2001, there was a series of live concerts, right? And then in 2009, you did a studio record. Were both of those benefit projects, or
do
you have plans for another one of those maybe down the line, or it was just such an amazing super group you assembled?
I would love to do it again. It's missed our 7-year window. We almost sort of squeezed the next one out 7 years after the first.
Right.
So it was just, it's a small detail, but both very different in their own way, both hugely enjoyable to have the experience outside of our own intimate band experiences. We were able to interact with other musicians, see how they worked, enjoy each other's company. There's a huge amount of good humor with all of those people. We really connected on a personal level, but there's some great music made as well, kind of against the odds, because you think you need to have a whole career dedicated to becoming a great band. And we discovered, especially on the first live Seven Worlds Collide, that with 7 days rehearsal, we could actually become a really good band. Everyone was shitting themselves first night, of course, but, we pulled it out.
Well, it's funny because we've had several Australian basketball players come to college and play for the University of Virginia. So there's some sort of pipeline going there. I know the pro basketball down there is getting pretty big. So that's cool.
Yeah, well, they love it down there. And it's all of the band, I might add, are incredibly keen basketball fans, possibly with the exception of Nick Seymour, who lives in Ireland. But certainly my two sons and Mitchell, they took basketball half the day.
We're anxiously awaiting your arrival to Wolf Trap. Have you played that venue? I would imagine over the years you're coming to Vienna, Virginia, September 3rd.
Yeah, I love that venue. We have played it once before, I think, and it's a great venue. We loved it there. It's one of the older ones, isn't it? One of the sort of those shed sort of thing. It's got a real lovely woody kind of feeling about it.
Yes. Yeah, there's a couple of venues within that venue. Sort of, it's in kind of a nice wooded park area. So, yeah.
Yeah, that's right. Yeah, and I remember it very well. In fact, that notably was the very first time that my father and his brother, who now sadly both not here with us, got to talk to each other on FaceTime, having not seen each other for about 30 years, backstage at Wolf Traps. So I remember it very fondly. And they were just so blown away by seeing each other, they couldn't talk for about the first minute. They just looked at each other.
Wow. Why had there been such a long time?
Well, they hadn't. It was the dawning of, actually, maybe it was not even FaceTime. It would have been Skype at that point. They just hadn't been. He had lived, Uncle Rolf had lived in Baltimore for most of his life, and he'd been back to New Zealand once, like, you know, 10 years prior to that or something. But yeah, they hadn't seen each other, maybe at least 10, 20 years probably. Yeah, they couldn't believe it. They both just eventually said, "Oh, you look old." It was great. It was a great moment.
That's fascinating how technology can give you those moments in life, right?
Yeah, and then we had a great gig after that, and Uncle Rolf was there to see the whole thing. It was a wonderful night.
And that was a crowded house show then? Back then?
It was a crowded house show, yeah. I don't remember what year that was, but it was quite a long time ago now. And Rolf lived in Baltimore with his wife, Meg, you know, most of their adult life.